Astronomers want to keep you in the dark, in a good way. See, light pollution from urban centers has now gotten so bad that more than half the people on Earth can't see the Milky Way. And by the way, darkness isn't just necessary to see the stars. It's also critical for human health. Monica Ortiz Oribe tells us about a remote campground in New Mexico that's trying to prove that.
It's called the Cosmic Campground. The name alone evokes a kind of giddy mystique. You'll find it in the largest and most remote county in southwest New Mexico, where traffic lights don't exist, and the U.S. Census counts only half a person per square mile.
Oh, the thing of it is, you can see a 360 here, and you can see the last star of the Big Dipper come up over the edge of the Gila Wilderness.
Annie Grauer's got a kid's enthusiasm for starry skies. She and her husband, a 74-year-old astronomer, were part of a team effort that created the Cosmic Campground. They found a spot just off a two-lane highway in the Gila National Forest and used special instruments to measure the darkness in the sky.
What we did was we would come about once a week, and we did that for about 3 months, 4 months.
They sent the data to the International Dark Sky Association, a group dedicated to protecting places with little or no light pollution. IDA reviewed the data, and in January, they designated the site as a dark sky sanctuary, only the second in the world. The other is in the Elqui Valley of northern Chile.
This sky is so dark, and there are so many stars up there that actually it's lighter than you would imagine. And one night we were up here, and I was walking around out here. I was scared by my own shadow. Star shadow. I could see my shadow by starlight.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to read a message from Senator Udall.
On a recent summer afternoon, a crowd of amateur astronomers and science nerds gathered at the Cosmic Campground to celebrate the sanctuary designation. Next to the potluck table, Deborah Calkins and her son Michael wrap red cellophane on a flashlight to help dim its intensity at night.
I think we're ready for sunset.
Turns out, Michael had just gotten a telescope for his 12th birthday.
I like science and I'm interested in the stars.
Michael is lucky. Scientists estimate that 83% of the world's population lives under light-polluted skies. Among other things, people need darkness to help maintain a healthy hormonal balance. Animals like nocturnal birds and sea turtles need it to migrate, reproduce, and find food.
Okay, who wants to see Saturn?
I'd like to see.
Okay.
After sunset, astronomer Al Grauer sets up his telescope and invites fellow campers to take a peek.
Just want to look straight down into there.
Okay.
And there's a little knob that you just rotate a hair one way or the other till it's the sharpest.
Okay. Just look in here?
Yeah.
Oh wow. That's amazing. Almost looks like a UFO.
Yeah.
As more scientists recognize the benefit of limiting illumination, more places are working to reduce light pollution. France passed a law in 2013 that requires businesses to shut off their lights late at night. In October, the IDA recognized a dark sky park in South Korea, its first designation in Asia.
Okay, it's going to be high to see. You have to get up on the stool.
At the Cosmic Campground, Cindy Neely helps her 3-year-old granddaughter, Veda, onto a stool so she can peer into the family telescope.
Do you see it now?
I do.
What do you see?
Jupiter.
Do you see its little moons?
Yeah.
Count the moons.
1, 2, 3. There's 3.
For astronomer Al Grauer and his wife, these are the moments that make their efforts worthwhile. They hope to spread the word about the Cosmic Campground to kids in urban areas via their website and a podcast called Travelers in the Night.
Astronomy has ignited kids' imagination and humans' imagination from the beginning. And so, what's the price of imagination? You know, I mean, where does the next generation of poets and scientists and engineers come from?
One answer, he says, is to look to the heavens.
All right, so come on over and take a peek of Saturn.
For the world, Monica Ortiz Uribe, Catron County, New Mexico.